On today's episode of the Productivity Podcast, I'm asking the question, are we doing it all wrong by focusing on achievement instead of fulfillment?
Welcome to the Productivity Podcast, the show that will supercharge your productivity fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice, and become a Jedi Master of Productivity. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Productivity Podcast. It is a pleasure to have you listening today, and this is going to be a bit of a shorter episode. I'm just recording a solo episode, and this episode, this blog post that accompanies it, I didn't actually plan to write this post or make this podcast, but it was inspired by a recent episode of the Tim Ferriss podcast that I listened to, where Tim interviewed world-famous performance coach Tony Robbins. If you haven't listened to the interview, I highly recommend you go and check it out. Really interesting discussion where Tony talks about this idea of focusing on fulfillment instead of achievement. And I just want to start by saying I take no credit for any of the ideas that I'm going to talk about in this episode. I'm kind of really just summarizing some thoughts and takeaways from the interview, because it was a really interesting interview. It touched on some points that I've been thinking about recently, and I just wanted to underline some of the points in case you haven't heard the episode, because it really has got me thinking a lot recently, and I wanted to share those ideas with you. So in this interview, Tony Robbins argues that when you focus on achievement, i.e. you have this like goal-orientated mindset, you're never going to be satisfied, as you always want more. You know, you're focusing on achieving the next thing. Because that's the thing with focusing on achievement. If your happiness depends on achieving things, you'll never be happy, because you're always looking for that next thing. Your happiness comes from achieving things. Now, I'll compare this to the idea of feeling fulfilled by the work that you do and make this the goal. Now, you're much more likely to find and sustain happiness if you actually shift your mindset from focusing on achievement and shift it to focusing on fulfillment. So that's kind of the core argument that Tony makes in the interview. And he has this really good quote in the interview.
Success without fulfillment, to me, is the ultimate failure in life. The worst advice you can get is go achieve all your goals. Most people do that and they go, is this all there is? What you have to find out is what's going to fulfill you.
And so this is an idea I've been thinking a lot about recently. A few weeks ago, I read a really great article by Jason Fried on Medium titled, I've Never Had a Goal. Check out the show notes for this episode at paulminers.com/46 to get a link to that post. And basically in the article, Jason just talks about his process and how instead of making goals to work towards, he just focuses on making continual progress. And he actually highlights a really good quote in there, and it is, the reason that most of us are unhappy most of the time is that we set our goals not for the person we're going to be when we reach them, but we set our goals for the person we are when we set them. And this quote in particular just really got me thinking, and I've been spending some time thinking about this recently. I actually wrote up some thoughts in response to this article. You can find a link for that in these show notes as well. And so while goals are important because they provide us with a sense of direction, they motivate us, and they help us to prioritize, I think now I'm reaching the conclusion that you need to have balance between setting goals with feeling fulfilled and content in yourself. And it's interesting, Casey Neistat, a YouTuber who just passed 4 million subscribers, just made a video about passing this milestone. And in the video, he has something really interesting to say.
Today, 4 million subscribers is certainly one of those little successes. And the reason why I so harshly reject the idea of having made it or having arrived or crossing a finish line is because as all of life keeps moving, today's success quickly becomes yesterday's success, becomes last week's success, becomes last year's success. You can't rest on your laurels. I look beyond it. What's next? When I cross that finish line, I'm immediately looking for the next finish line. With each success should come a bigger, more ambitious goal.
Now, I have huge respect for Casey's work ethic. He's an incredibly hard worker. You can really tell this when you watch his vlog. He's just nonstop all the time. So I have great respect for him. But what I saw when I saw this, I felt kind of confused, because I agree with Casey. You should not rest on your laurels. But if you just go from one goal to the next without any sense of fulfillment, if you cross that finish line, as he says, and then just trying to find the next one without pausing or trying to realize or feel that sense of fulfillment, then this is the ultimate failure that Robbins talks about. And Robbins calls it the art of fulfillment. That's really important. Where achievement is more of a science, because there are systems and processes you can follow to achieve certain goals, the feeling of fulfillment is different for everyone. It's an art. And so what makes you feel fulfilled is different to what makes me feel fulfilled. So how do you find fulfillment in the work that you do? It's really hard for me to even just think about what makes me feel fulfilled, let alone try and give you some advice. And so this is a really tricky topic. And so let's just like to highlight a few more points from the interview that Tony made. So the first one is that he talks about this idea of, in life, you're only ever in one of two states.
I'm gonna realize that there's only two places you can live: beautiful states of being, joy, happiness, love, passion, you know, decisiveness, creativity, awe, all those states. That when you're in those emotional states, life is magnificent. You treat yourself and others at the highest level. And then there are suffering states. And none of us who are achievers would probably call it suffering. Just like achievers are never fearful, they're just stressed. Stress is the achiever word for fear. But if I follow your stress, it'll take me to your fear. Same thing. So I never call it suffering. If you would have said, are you suffering? I would say, suffer? Are you kidding me? I don't suffer. I have the most magnificent life. I have this incredible mission. I have millions of people that I meet and love. I got four incredible kids. I got the greatest wife in the world. I'm physically fit. You know, I got financial freedom. But I did suffer, because suffering really is any emotion that takes you out of those beautiful states. So it would be, I'd get frustrated. I get stressed. I get concerned. I get overwhelmed. I get all kinds of feelings.
Yoda was right. Suffering really is a path to the dark side. So yeah, really, really interesting idea from Tony. Suffering states, even though you might not even feel like you're suffering, is any state that takes you out of a beautiful state. So if you're feeling frustrated, fearful, concerned, overwhelmed, stressful, it's taking you out of a beautiful state, which is where you experience happiness, love, passion, all these other magnificent states where you feel better. So having that realization, just recognizing which state you're in, and even if you can't fully define how you feel, just knowing, am I in a beautiful state or am I in a suffering state, I think is a really good first step you can take to take action towards then finding that sense of fulfillment. And then Tony goes on to talk about how you have to actively choose to live in the beautiful state and put an end to suffering before it can take hold of you.
Billionaires are common. Someone who is truly happy every moment of life is not.
Now, isn't that an amazing thought? What if you could be truly happy all of the time? What if that was the goal? Instead of focusing on how much money you want to earn, how big you want your company to be, how much you want to weigh, or how many Instagram followers you have, focus on being happy all the time. And this is similar to what Ryan Holiday talks about in his book, The Obstacle is the Way. And Holiday dedicates a whole section of the book talking about how perception and your ability to choose how you perceive things and your ability to choose how you feel is something that you can control. Obviously, this is a lot easier said than done. Now, in the interview, Robbins goes on to talk about and makes the case that one of the most important principles that enables this feeling of fulfillment is growth. And growth gives us something to give. He says, by improving ourselves and learning more, we have more to offer other people. And this, to me, makes a lot of sense, because in his book, Leaders Eat Last, Simon Sinek, one of my favorite authors, describes how humans are programmed to feel good when we help other people. And that's what creates that feeling of fulfillment. When you do something for someone else, hormones are released in your body to make you feel good so that you do more nice things for people around you, because our survival as a species depends on it.
Do you know how we get fulfillment? You can be happy because you did things at work. You can be proud because you did things at work. You can be excited because you had a big success at work. But do you know how you feel fulfilled at work? When you do something for someone else. It's the only way we get that feeling. It's the only way we get that feeling. You know why the statistics say that over 90% of people don't feel fulfilled by the work they do? It's not because of the job, it's not because of the pay, it's not because of the benefits. It's because we don't help each other anymore. We sit in our cubes and we work. And anything that we turn to anybody is because we need something, we need to get something. And yet we don't put ourselves out there simply for no other reason than to help somebody else. You know what generosity is? Generosity is doing something for someone else expecting nothing in return. At no point ever.
So yeah, really interesting idea. And another like action step that I've certainly taken away after listening to the interview is to try and look out for opportunities to help other people, not as Simon Sinek says, so that you can like cash in a favor, but just for no other reason than to help that person. And in the interview, going back to the Tony Robbins interview, he talks about suffering states and what actually causes them. And he talks about how suffering comes from three different thought patterns: loss, less, and never. So loss is when you've genuinely lost something. And life as you expected it to be is different, and the expectation that that thing is no longer there, that expectation that isn't satisfied, is what causes the suffering. And then you have less. So maybe you didn't lose something altogether, but if you feel like you've got less of something than you had before, then less respect, less passion, less love, you're going to start to feel unhappy. And then never. This is kind of the final state. Like if you've lost something and you feel like you're never going to have that thing again, you're never going to feel that way again, that again brings about more suffering. So what's the solution then to overcoming these feelings of loss, less, or never? Well, Robbins goes on and he kind of concludes this segment of the interview by talking about gratitude and appreciation. And he says that when you focus on what you do have, you naturally start to forget about what you don't, i.e. the loss, less, never. And there are loads of things you can do to show appreciation and to unlock that gratitude. And obviously, you could look at journaling, just telling someone how you feel and how you respect them. In the podcast, Robbins takes you through a very simple 2-minute exercise where you focus on your breath and you think about three things that you're grateful for. And so you can actually skip forward to about 1 hour and 8 minutes is when he starts to go through that exercise. If you do want to check it out, really interesting exercise to help you kind of unlock that sense of gratitude and appreciation. And so that's it from me. I hope this has given you something to think about. If you haven't already, I really do recommend you check out the full interview with Tony Robbins. And this is a topic I don't think I'm quite done with. It's I've been reading a few different articles, the Jason Fried article, this interview kind of came about at a good time as well. That's really got me thinking recently about how do you balance goal setting and achieving those goals with happiness. And so, yeah, let me know what you think. I'd be really interested to hear your response to this podcast. Head on over to paulmeiners.com/46. Leave me a comment. What do you think is the answer? Because I really don't have a full answer yet. Obviously, there's some great advice in the interview. I'm going to be trying to make some changes myself, but I don't have a completely clear path forward in terms of what is the solution here. So let me know. Be keen to hear your thoughts. Thanks very much for listening to this episode. I hope it's got you thinking too. And I'll catch you next time on the Productivity Podcast. My name is Paul Meiners, and thank you for listening to this episode of the Productivity Podcast. For me, productivity is a tool for getting more out of life. I believe that if you can be more effective and efficient, not just at work, but in everything that you do, that this, I truly believe, is the pathway to a happier and more fulfilling lifestyle. Join me at paulmeiners.com and sign up to my free email course, the 7-Day Productivity Plan, to learn more about my approach to productivity and how I balance multiple projects, how I use different apps within my productivity system, and how I get more done with less stress. If you've enjoyed this episode, I'd really appreciate if you could leave me a review. Let me know if you have any questions or what you'd like to learn more about. And who knows, maybe I'll decide to talk about it on the show. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you next time on the Productivity Podcast.